Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HobChart.com. My name is Dave. With me as always is the handsome gentleman himself, Mr. Evan.
I'm on vacation. I don't have to be handsome.
No, you don't even try when you're not on vacation.
I know.
I mean, it's really a once-in-a-lifetime deal. I think the only time I actually saw you look handsome was your wedding. And even then it was kind of, eh.
Yeah. You can only do so much with what what I got going on.
You can't polish a turd.
No, you cannot. But no, and the only reason why I even changed my shirt was because I shoveled today.
So you're sweating.
Following the storm. So yeah, I was sweaty and nasty. So I'm like,
that explains it, because I was surprised when I pulled up in your driveway and it was shoveled.
Yeah.
Because that's not something you do.
I do shovel.
Yeah, you sort of shovel.
No, I do shovel because my wife is terrified of being fined by the city.
Really?
I don't know where she got it into her head that there's, you know, a shovel patrol.
Right.
That is just waiting.
There is. They're out there. They're the shovel Nazis.
My opinion is as long as I'm not the last person within eyesight that has shoveled, I'm good.
All right.
And I still say I shouldn't have to shovel the sidewalk, because that's city property.
I agree with you. I think you should have to shovel the amount of sidewalk that crosses over your entryway, your driveway.
Well, yeah.
So
that ends up being more work to avoid.
But no, I'm not using the sidewalk. Why should I have to shovel it for somebody else?
I don't know.
Did you actually shovel the sidewalk?
Yes, I shoveled the sidewalk. Again, wife.
I don't remember looking at it. Granted, I didn't pay close enough attention to it.
You're a suburbanite. You don't look at...
Thank you.
You're a suburbanite. You don't look at sidewalks.
No, that's true.
Just on-ramps.
Those are already cleaned for me.
Well, that's because you live in an old folks' home.
This is true. But they take care of it for me, so fuck you.
I really don't see the difference between a condo and a old folks' home, other than square footage.
Fair enough.
Just throwing that out there.
Where are we?
Well,
there are rules.
There are some well-fed fundamentalists out there that would say that we're...
Hardline right-wingers.
Yes, the hardline right-wingers amongst the well-fed listening audience that would say that we're violating a rule right now.
I would have been with them until I looked at the menu. And
yeah, so
I'm okay with this.
Much like many other aspects of your personality, your morality can be bought.
Completely.
But I checked the book, and according to chapter 4,
the
verse
bylaws.
19,
yep.
It's okay. Literally the quote. That's cool. It's just, it's okay. Mm. It's kind of like Jesus wept. It's a really short verse.
What is it okay to do?
Well, we are at the Smack Shack. Mm. And the Smack Shack is one of those places that we mentioned at the top of the year show that's kind of starting the trend of of food trucks getting brick and mortar locations. This is actually, if you want to be super, super technical, this would be the third time we've done Smack Shack.
We're okay with that.
Because we did it once as a food truck.
Yep.
Or I did it once as a food truck. And then together we did it once when it was at 1029.
Right.
And now they have their new location in
North Loop.
North Loop. I'm horrible with. I was gonna call this Warehouse District. That's not.
Yeah,
quite.
You can. Same thing.
Okay, it's getting, but it's kind of on the outskirts.
Yeah.
I consider like Deja Vu, like the border of Warehouse District. But again, I don't
you
know
say
how these
either
things
area
work.
People know what you're talking about.
That's true. But yeah, they got the new location. brand new menu. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's good. It's new enough. And to make sure we're trying to stick to the spirit of the laws, mm-hmm. if not the letter, we're both getting something that neither of us have ever had on yes. the show before. Nor I think even are offered in either of the places.
No, the what I got.
What you got
is
okay. I know what I got is not offered anywhere else. So. But no, we were at the Smack Shack finally. It opened up last week.
This is a cavernous space.
It's huge. I'm trying to remember what used to be here because I seem to remember. And maybe this is just because this is a regular fixture in restaurants.
Right.
But the long walk-up,
mm-hmm.
that looks familiar to me. And I don't know why.
The bar area is almost as big as the restaurant area.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge bar area. Very, very sizable dining area as well.
I mean, no slouch.
You could fit probably 100-120 people here.
They also have upstairs too.
They also have upstairs,
which is, I mean, it is a big
and it's
bigger.
Built for patio seating as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, not very popular this time of year.
Can you imagine how busy this place is going to be on during Twins games?
Wrap your brain around that. Twins games.
They'll be able to print money here.
Here, Smack Shack. Here's my $1 million idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm not even going to ask $1 million for it. I'm just going to say, give me, anytime I walk in, you comp me some lobster mac and cheese, and you can have this idea. I think that's fair. Granted, I could do $1 million in mac and cheese pretty easily.
I think it's a fair trade.
But here's my idea. Across the way, since we got all these warehouses and things like that.
Yeah.
Across the way, we've got a blank wall.
Yeah.
You do a minor cover, okay. Maybe a couple bucks, $5, or maybe a two-drink minimum. Something to cover, to get rid of the looky-loos.
Right.
And you project the Twins game on the side of the building across the street.
I get what you're saying.
I think people would come by for that.
People might come by for that. That might work.
Yeah.
That might be the smartest idea you've had in a while.
You can do different things. You can do movies. You can do all sorts of crap.
That might work.
I'm just saying.
It's a hell of an idea.
Thank you. I'm a genius.
Well, let's not go that far.
I'm a genius and I'm handsome.
No, and no.
I'm a good driver.
No, you're a terrible driver.
I have a luxurious mane.
No. You have a strong candy affliction.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Probably not, but that's all I can come up with.
Yeah. The downside, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I am on vacation this week. I had some PTO I had to use up.
Right.
And it just the timing worked out
so
really well.
So what filth have you adjusted so far?
I've been actually fairly good in terms of the individual items.
How many different ways can you make a grilled cheese sandwich?
I've not made any sandwiches yet. Right now I'm just plowing through a week's of leftovers.
Because
last week was a glorious menu.
But left to your own devices, you could finish all that in a day.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the individual pieces were fine.
Yeah.
But perfect example. Went outside.
Yeah.
Started shoveling.
Yeah.
Did the driveway. Now, most of the time of the year, it snows water. Last night, it snowed lead.
So the shadow was pretty good.
It was awesome. Thank you.
So the snow was a little heavy.
Yeah.
So I wore myself out doing the driveway. So
that's your workout for the month?
I took a break. Shut up. I took a little break. It was around lunchtime, had lunch.
Yep.
So I had a piece of leftover lasagna.
Okay.
Okay. This is a sizable piece, probably 3 inches square.
Okay.
Probably a good inch thick.
Yep.
Okay, good lasagna. Finish that. Finish my episode of Futurama. Went and finished the rest of it. Finished the rest, did the sidewalks, all that stuff.
Went back again.
Went back in, had another slice of lasagna.
Same size?
Same size.
Okay.
So it's not really the individual pieces of the problem, it's the quantity.
Okay.
I've been dealing with here.
Gotcha.
We had people over on Saturday.
Okay.
So we had leftover sodas and drinks and stuff.
And just
so I've had
too.
Like six Cherry Cokes.
Oh, God. Just have it with breakfast. Pour it over your cereal.
That actually reminds me. This is something that a listener wanted us to talk about because he knows that we would talk about this.
Okay.
It's our good friend Jimmy.
Okay.
Regular listener. Let us know via the Facebook page.
Or via.
It's all the same. Tomato, tomato. That our good friends at Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Have announced a breakfast drink.
I'm surprised you haven't already had it.
It's the well, I'm more familiar with their previous breakfast drink, which is just Mountain Dew. just
called Mountain Dew.
Comes in a green can.
Yeah. Or in a 20-ounce bottle.
Or a 20 green bottle. Yeah. No. Green's the main color.
Or in your portion size, a 1 liter.
No, I tend to go with a 20-ounce.
Really?
If possible.
Shocking to me.
There's actually, it's surprisingly difficult to get just a 20-ounce in the Skyways.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot of the convenience stores, they just do the liters.
Huh. Well, I guess it doesn't surprise me.
No.
You can charge a little bit more and people...
A lot more.
Yeah. And people are likely to buy it just to have the fix.
Well, that's it. Like, I know I'm an addict, but even I know that $2.80 for a liter is a bit much.
That's a lot.
I know.
That.
But Daddy needs his fix.
Yeah, Dad.
So... But yeah, that's a little ridiculous. Even I admit that. But... Anyway, no, so they're doing this new energy drink.
Right.
And I wish I could remember the
Mountain
name of
Mountain Dew AM, I thought it was.
It's not Mountain Dew AM. It starts with an E.
I'm on it.
Okay. It might be Mountain Dew Energize.
My phone works, so I'll look it up.
Yeah. My phone sucks. But it's interesting because what they're doing is doing something that I've actually done on my own several times, where it's a mixture of their Mountain Dew and orange juice.
Right.
Which I always refer to as a ghetto screwdriver. But, you know.
I don't even know if that works.
It's orange juice.
Kickstart,
okay. I knew it was it was an energizing kind of thing. Yes, I'm going to do Kickstart. But what's genius about this is that because it's like 5% orange juice,
yeah,
it counts as a juice drink, so there's like different regulations for it.
Sure. And it comes in flavors such as energizing orange citrus or energizing fruit punch. I'm down.
I'm totally down. Totally down for that. Because it's got more caffeine than the regular Mountain Dew.
This is going to be terrible for me.
I know.
Because I had to wean myself off of AMP.
Oh, okay. AMP, the Mountain Dew energy drink.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was literally drinking a can to two cans a day at the very height of it.
Yeah.
And I had to wean myself off of it because I was starting to feel a little yippy.
A little jittery.
Yeah. And finally I got off of it. But this, fruit punch flavor, that's like my favorite flavor.
Call me a beverage snob.
You are.
But I told you to call me.
You're a juice elitist is what you are.
I'm a juice elitist. Well, that's the name of the show,
Juice elitist.
Juice elitist.
That's a Judas Priest knockoff band.
I was gonna say it sounds like a really crappy rapper.
Yeah. Juice. I don't know about that.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, it's fine. Oh, hi there.
What was that one? I got
Lamp.
It. Thank you. Oh. Awesome. I think we're good.
No, I think we're good.
Thanks.
But I've never, fruit punch to me is the...
Tread lightly, sir.
It's the coyote ugly of flavors. And that, you know, if that's the best you're going to get that night, then fine. But you can always do better.
Wow.
Just saying. I've never been a fan of fruit punch.
I like the high C fruit punch. I'm a real specific on what I like. And it tastes even better with, the biggest roast beef sandwich you can get at Arby's. And potato cakes.
The potato cakes at Arby's are pretty outstanding.
Well, they're all to get. You shouldn't even consider anything else.
I haven't become a fan of their mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
But that's just because I like cheese. Mm. before we jump on a tangent, another fast food tangent again, we should talk about what we're eating. Now, you started with an appetizer.
Yes, I did. I started with the clam chowder, complete with incorrect spelling on the menu. It was good. It was a little starchy. So the potatoes have broken down a little bit more than, I guess, what I expected. Especially being early in the day, I guess it tasted not necessarily overcooked because the oysters and everything else in it wasn't overcooked, but the potatoes definitely had broken down into the chowder.
Huh.
Quite a bit. Very good. Thank you. Sorry, what did you say?
Uh-huh. Now, have you ever made a chowder yourself?
No.
Okay. So do you mix everything all at once? Like, do you cook the clams in? Because going to your thought about how, like, everything else was fine, but the potatoes were too broken down, I wonder if it's just they just left it in too long and then put the rest of it in at the right time, or...
I kind of par-cook the potatoes.
Okay.
Give them a head start from everything else. Same thing with the carrots, if I'm doing that too. You just got to give them a little bit of a head start, because you don't want the clams to get really gummy. So, you're right there?
Yeah,
you're inhaling that.
I'm awesome.
Oh my god.
I'm surprisingly hungry given the fact I had two slices of lasagna. Mm. What are you having now?
Heaven on a bun.
Heaven on a bun.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm having the roasted leg of lamb sandwich. It's got onions and a harissa mayo on it. It is spectacular. I haven't even dipped it in the lamb jus yet.
Lamb jus.
Well, lamb au jus. Well, it's lamb drippings.
I know. I've often found that au jus adds a certain level of class that is not necessarily needed for drippings.
Right.
I think they should just be called drippings. Everyone knows what that is.
I completely agree.
And anyone that has a problem consuming lamb drippings or beef drippings or whatever animal provided said drippings. How many times can I say drippings in this bit?
That's the name of the...
Yeah. I've completely lost my train. Oh, anybody that's going to have a problem eating that probably isn't going to order the sandwich anyway. So what do you care? What do they care? You know? But you're a fan, are you?
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you think of fries? No, we both got fries.
Fries are good. Crispy. Seasoned. Almost a little too much, but...
I disagree. I think they're perfectly seasoned. Mm-hmm. But granted, we've gone over this before. I'm a little more...
Country.
With the exception of heat, I'm much more into lots of spices than you are. So, I think they're perfectly seasoned. But I can see why most mortals would think it might be a little over-seasoned.
Now what in God's name did you get?
I apparently only got half a sandwich, so I'm gonna have to return this and have them finish my order.
Mm-hmm. As for the lobster mac and cheese, is there a replacement?
I think I should. I got something that wasn't offered in the truck and wasn't offered at 10:29, at least as far as I know. And as you know, as a good Catholic, Lent is approaching. So I feel the need to get a fish sandwich.
That's very good of you.
You have your McRib. I have my fast food fish sandwiches.
The not the filet of fish.
Any fish sandwich is all good with me. But in fact, given the fact that I'm home all week, I may have to go pick up a small pack of Andy Camps for this week, just to really bask in my
guilt.
Yeah, because Heather won't eat them.
Really?
She likes fish, but she won't eat like breaded fish sandwiches.
I
shouldn't say she won't eat them. She just won't. She's not a fan.
To me, you gotta cook the crap out of them.
No, just forming them, some bitches.
The breaded ones?
Oh yeah.
What's wrong with you?
That was a staple of my life was you're forming a couple of the breaded fish.
How they even
fillets.
Get done?
What?
The bread. Why would you forming them?
Because it was easier than turning on the oven.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, enlighten me. Keep going.
Hey, you just grill them up on the Foreman. Put a little mayonnaise, a little lettuce on there. You're done. Put a cheese on there.
I'm with you. Just that's a different preparation than what I'm used to.
Get over it. But no, that is not what I'm having here, though. This is a little bit classier than the Bandy Camps on the Foreman. this is their battered perch po' boy. It's a good baguette sandwich. It's got some very good greens, tomatoes, some slaw, very thinly sliced cucumber. Has a nice little crunch to it. The perch is really good, nicely breaded. I believe in a, it's actually battered in Newcastle.
Oh yeah, Newcastle
so
beer batter.
A Newcastle beer batter. So which, you know, game on. Has a spicy kind of brown mustard on there, which I think is concentrated toward the ends of the sandwich, because as I was having it, it was getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
Do you want another sweet shot of wine?
I'm good right now, thank you.
But this is outstanding. This is getting my Lent off good.
That sounds dirty.
It does a little bit. But then so much of Catholic doctrine sounds dirty if you say it out loud.
Canonizing.
The beatifying.
Papal.
Yeah. And the mitre, you know, the Pope's hat.
Yep.
Kind of phallic.
A little bit.
I'm not the first to make that observation, obviously, but.
How apropos that we're up with current events.
Completely accidentally.
Not that it makes a difference to either one of us.
Oh, it does to me.
It does?
I'm a big fan of following. I've thought this several times. Yeah, I'm very interested in religion.
Yeah.
And I was raised Lutheran, but I got out of that.
But a little too extreme for you?
In a weird way, the exact opposite.
Not extreme enough for you?
Well, not extreme isn't exactly the right word I'm looking for. Lutheran is very Catholicism light. It's like we're going to do all the Jesus stuff, but we're not going to do any of the fun stuff. No, none of the rituals. It's all it's basically all the circumstance. None of the pomp.
Okay.
That's why if I was going to be a Christian, I'd totally be.
No panache.
There's no panache. There's no sass. You know, in Lutheranism, Methodists same way. Very boring.
You need a cardinal glick.
Very boring denomination. Methodist. Mm. I'd be down for like a Southern Baptist or something, but if I really had to, like, if gun to my head, I got to become a Christian of some faith. And the best would be Eastern Orthodox, because they got the big hats and the crazy ass ceremonies and stuff, but they do good beards.
Yeah.
And I think that might be.
You don't do a good beard.
But I think that might be what's holding me back. If I was sufficiently
holy. You need to commit.
I think if I was sufficiently holy, God would grant me a beard.
Unfortunately, I think the reason why you can't grow a beard is because you smited him for so long.
I don't think smited is the word.
Smoted.
I don't answer it either.
Smoted. Smotes?
No, there's no derivation of smite that makes sense in that. So just stop. No, I'd totally be down. You know, I love the Latin. I love the censors.
You, the only thing you love about Latin is the women.
That is true. Hey,
I'm calling you out.
Call me crazy, but yeah, whatever. I have a slight problem with the whole birth control thing.
You're a big fan of birth control.
Here's the thing. I would totally do all the ritual of Christianity without having to do any of the rules. You know what I mean?
There's that whole stance on gay marriage too.
Yeah. There's a lot of Catholicism that I disagree with in terms of doctrine. But you know what? They know how to put on a goddamn show.
Gold shoes and that green plant dress. She didn't wear that.
Just saying.
I had to deal with a Catholic ceremony yesterday.
Oh, yes? Okay.
Yeah. My nephew, was born a few months ago, was baptized. And, you know, the thing I love about being Methodist, or coming from a Methodist faith, is that you're in and out of there. 45 minutes.
Methodism is Lutheranism scheduled for football.
Completely. Like, you can't tell me we weren't thinking. We are efficient.
Coolest thing ever.
I'm not going to argue that.
But so the service started at 11. And didn't end till 12:23.
That's actually not bad.
That was the longest service I've ever been to.
My mom's side of the family is Catholic.
Okay.
But granted, that has waned. Even before my time, it was waning. The weddings that I have been to from her side of the family, all Catholic.
No, and both of my brothers married Catholic.
Uh-huh.
Got married in a Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them had weddings that long. As a matter of fact, my youngest brother would have given years a run for their money.
Well, no, and that's more of a modern thing. But I'm talking like full-on Latin mass, and the whole shebang-a-bang.
Yeah. No, it was a marathon, and it went on forever. Not only that, when you go to a church service, you normally, when you walk in the door, you're handed the little schedule of events, the program. No program. We had no idea where we were. where we were in the standing.
It's all about that divine suffering of Catholics. That's really what it is.
Well, it got to an hour into it. I'm checking my phone. I'm like, oh, really? We're still going with this? And the other thing about Methodists is we'll skip verses of songs. And I think Lutherans do it too.
Yeah.
We'll skip verses to hurry it up. You don't need 5-6 verses of a song. You can probably get done with the even numbers or the odd numbers. It'd be just fine. No. They sang every verse of a song.
When we go down to Milwaukee for Christmas, we go to Christmas evening service.
Yeah.
Which is at 10:30 at night.
Oh.
Take another one out.
My brother can beat that.
I'm sure he can. Well,
midnight Latin mass.
Well, my wife's family isn't Catholic. Oh. I forget what version of Protestant they are, but they do, like the particular church that they do. But they do every damn verse. I didn't know Silent Night had 5 verses.
Just
no one told
on
me.
And on and on and on. You look at they didn't do it in German too.
German, everything sounds better, so.
Awesome. Oh, dear Lord.
I can't do a dessert.
They got bread pudding with Maker's Mark in it.
I know, but my, because like I said, we had people coming over. And as I've discussed many times on the show, my wife, she therapeutic bakes. So we have like, well, I should say we had about 4 dozen cookies. So.
All gone?
No, there's still some left, but not many.
Oh my God.
You can be okay?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good sandwich.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it.
And every sandwich every French dip I've ever had should come with this au jus.
Okay.
It doesn't taste like the lamb.
It's literally lamb drippings.
Yeah. It's not like a weird, you know, like bouillon beef tablet stock that's salty and runny and weird. This has got some, that's the word I'm looking for, some unctuousness to it.
Someone got a word of the day calendar
for
Christmas.
You darn right I did.
Thank you.
It's just, it's hard to describe lamb au jus as having this, but it's got complexity. I mean, it's got substance to it.
But that doesn't honestly surprise me, just because, you know, given the pedigree of this place, it wouldn't surprise me that they're doing.
Did you want another shot, Rob?
No, I'm good.
And then, what are you thinking about dessert for today?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
But I mean, given the pedigree of this place, it wouldn't surprise me if that's all completely house-made au jus.
Oh yeah.
You know, this is not a place that skimps.
I don't know if you've seen any of the lobsters that have been wheeled out of here.
Oh, I've been keeping an eye.
There's a kid over your left-hand shoulder that is plowing through an entire lobster.
I don't think I could have done that as a kid.
I would have given it a real good try. But he's doing yeoman's work, because that was no slouch. I mean, that's
a full day of lobster, too.
Yeah. It starts at a pound. My home slice is doing it.
Well, we raise our glasses to you, sir.
Oh, we raise our glasses to his father, because he's raising the sun right.
There is that, too.
I don't even know if I can finish the fries.
I'm struggling myself. Oh, this does remind me, though. I've had a couple people email us over the last few weeks asking about the food truck show.
Yeah.
The Heat Street show that we did.
Yeah.
Do
we know anything about it?
We know nothing. We know, as far as I know, it has not aired yet.
I kind of keep my eye out because I get the Cooking Channel.
Okay. I email the production assistant probably every month and a half or so.
Yeah.
Just to see but I have not heard anything back from her.
I'm not holding my breath.
No, neither am I.
The other thing is that the Eat Street show airs like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives does on Food Network. It's just filler. Or if they don't have something going on, they'll shove an episode of that.
That's a perfect show.
They'll shove an episode of that on there.
And that's the perfect kind of content for that.
Yeah.
For if you don't got anything going on. No, I've not heard anything yet. What's probably taking so long is they got a CGIU out for everything.
I was going to say they probably had to put in subtitles for you.
I am eloquent. I only spit at the camera once.
You did spit food at the camera.
I did, but I'm leaving even that for the DVD special features.
Yeah. The gag reel.
The gag reel. Or when they do their 3D episode. You can see me.
And to them we say, you're welcome.
That's right. We're providing you content.
Yep. You are welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, this is back. Okay, so it's not cheap.
No, we should say that. Yeah, I mean, if you come in expecting
food truck prices,
or even 1029 prices,
yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Right.
That said,
it's worth every penny.
It's worth every penny, and it's not much more expensive than any other place you're going to get around.
Yeah.
You know, you compare, I think probably the closest analog to this place, when you think of what they're covering and the dishes,
right,
it was probably Stella's.
Completely.
And it's pretty comparable in terms of price. In fact, this might be even a little cheaper than Stella's.
I think this is cheaper than Stella's, but I also think that it's not so expansive. I mean, Stella's menu is freaking huge.
There is that, yep.
And it's almost overwhelming to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, it's... I don't want to say... I'm not trying to give them points for their menu, just in terms of how it's printed, but, you know, it's easy to read and understand what you're getting. And, you know, you can kind of... It's not some mysterious portion size or anything like that.
Well, and I think that's... A lot of that is just coming from a food truck...
Right.
...background.
Right.
You got to keep the menu simple. You got to keep it small.
Yeah.
And you just got to... You got to focus on putting out good food, and I think they do that.
Right.
You know, granted, I mean, it's not a slouch of a menu. I mean, they've got a couple different sandwiches. They got about 5-6 different po' boys. They got 4 or 5 salads.
Yeah.
You know,
they got a burger.
They do various kinds of lobsters. They do oysters.
Yep.
On the half shell.
Oyster shooters too.
Oyster shooters, because. People are disgusting, and they like those things.
I would be down for all 5 of these.
I know, because you're disgusting. We've talked about this.
Opulent vodka, hot sauce, scallion, and fresh lemon. Yeah. New Amsterdam gin, cucumber mint, fresh lime juice. Yes, absolutely. A tequila oyster shooter. That might be interesting to try to watch me do.
You just vomit.
I would
right
probably
away.
Shoot that oyster back out. You know, the opposite direction.
You know, yes, please. Now, I think what you do is, you know how, like, Kenny G?
Yes, thank you.
You know how Kenny G can do those long notes?
Yeah.
He does circular breathing?
Yeah.
You'd be eating with one half of your mouth and vomiting out the other.
Oh. That's disgusting.
Circular eating.
That's really gross, dude.
Well, it's not my fault you can't handle tequila.
I really can't. I really can't.
I know you can't. That's been the other hard thing to, like, not do today, is just have just a cocktail at all times.
If I had the day off today, I would have started the day with a cocktail.
No, we kind of skipped over this when we were talking about the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Right.
But now, typically, Minnesota, I think we even talked about this not that long ago, Minnesota tends to be a test market for Pepsi.
Right.
So we get all the goofy-ass flavors.
Right.
Before it is. So I'm curious where we can find this Kickstart.
I guarantee you we'll be able to find it next week.
I'm going to make it my mission this week to track some of this stuff down. And I will give a full report.
Unfortunately,
next show.
With my new job, I'm not going to the gas station nearly as often.
Oh, it is a problem.
Well, but yeah, I mean, because I would go in and check.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, that's at least once a week. Now I'm going a week and a half between Phillips, so it's kind of it's a little tricky. So I would normally be on the lookout with you. But
Well, see, I'm going to have to make a special trip.
Right, because you don't have a car.
Because I don't have a car. And furthermore, I'm going to have to coordinate with my wife. So this has got to be worth interrupting my day to go pick her up at the end of the day.
Wow.
So... I'm going to do some online reconnaissance first.
New levels of lazy.
I'm very lazy.
But at least you have a task.
No, it's actually very funny. So I'm one of the last remaining people at my job from the original group. Like, when I got hired, it was 3 of us.
Right.
And that, you know, that group grew. All those people left, including the 2 people that were there when I was hired. So I am now the most senior person in my group.
That's terrifying.
Which is very terrifying. But we've got this whole other crop of people, including a new manager, a new boss, the whole thing. Now, in the old group, or let me phrase this way. My current boss has figured something out that my old group had figured out fairly quickly. In part because I kind of knew my old group just outside of work anyway. My mutability is to find... a method for achieving something that involves the least amount of work.
Right.
It's instinctual laziness.
That is all you've been for as long as I've known you.
I know.
This isn't new breaking news.
But my
most of our listeners know this.
I'm sure they do, but my boss does not listen, thank God. But we were working on an issue. And we were working on an issue, and I came up with a solution. They're like, that's really easy. How did you do that? It's my mutant power. whatever generates the least amount of work, that's how I don't even have to try. If I tried, it would defeat the purpose.
So if you're going to be average at something,
hey,
let that be it.
It's not so much laziness as efficiency.
No, it's laziness.
No, it's efficiency. It's work versus effort.
No.
Why you gotta be such a hater?
Because if the role were reversed right now, you'd be doing the same thing.
Yes, but that's because you wear confidence poorly.
I am dripping with confidence.
That's my point. That is not wearing it properly.
No, I can't even wear it anymore. I'm that confident. You know why?
Confidence apparently makes you stupid. Now you're just stringing words together. I mean nothing. You know, people can barely hear you as it is.
I know, but they know when one of us starts.
If you mutter, they can't hear what you're saying.
They know. They know our lingo.
Something wrong with you.
That could be our drop. You know, it could be one of our drops.
Our drop is you barely being audible.
No, but anytime either one of us goes into huge dick.
That is really
confidence. Dripping with it.
I don't know if you want to combine huge, you know, whatever, with dripping. That's I don't know if those are concepts you want to combine.
You got to play around with them.
No, I don't want to play around with it.
It's like a little shell game. You got to see what works.
It's not what a shell game is. you're literally making this up. This is word salad coming out of your face. Right.
I'm so tired.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I got like an hour of sleep last night.
It's like a shell game. You got to work with what you can. That is stunning in its stupidity.
I'm so tired. Oh God. Sorry.
God I'm here.
Bringing it back to food, and this will be our last point before we give our reviews.
Sure.
Is that I had Asian food twice this week.
Okay. Weekend.
Being that it is the Chinese New Year tomorrow. It's also Fat Tuesday tomorrow. But that beside the point.
Yeah.
But we weren't celebrating anything. It just so happened that we had a Groupon that was expiring for one place, and then because of where we were going Saturday night, we went to the other place.
Okay.
And there were two Asian restaurants in two separate parts of Minneapolis. You know, one was in Edina, one was in South Minneapolis, or Richfield. And it was two such dramatic differences in both quality of food and quality of service that I have to bring it up. The first place we went Friday night to Rice Paper in Edina.
Okay.
And it's gotten decent reviews.
I know nothing about it.
But nothing to write home about. Nothing like, you should absolutely go there for this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they have on their menu, like, literally, it says on the menu, limited availability, is our spring rolls.
Okay.
You've had spring rolls.
I've had spring rolls.
Not that difficult to make.
No.
Not overly complex, either.
No. Odd that it was limited availability.
Limited availability and, like, said house specialty on there. And so we walk into this place. And it is busy, but it is not crowded.
Okay.
It's 6 o'clock on a Friday night.
Okay.
We're asked if we have reservations, which we didn't. And there are probably 10 open tables out of, let's say, 20 tables.
Sure.
And this woman looks at us incredulously. I said that right? I did.
You haven't explained further, so I don't know if you used it right.
Like we had shot her dog.
Okay.
Because we didn't have reservations.
Okay.
And she's like, well, I don't know if we're going to have a table for you. This is the owner of the restaurant that we've now established that this woman is. And she's got this very holier-than-thou look on her face. And she, you know, makes us wait around for 5 minutes and then politely escorts us to the table. And, you know, 10 minutes later, we're finally getting our drink order in.
Thank you.
You too. 20 minutes later, we're finally getting our food order in. It's still not crowded in there. It's still half empty. And she is, and this woman is hovering over every table. Not taking orders, not, you know, helping out her servers. She's just hovering over tables. Like an evil stepmom.
Okay.
You know, just kind of hands behind her back, just kind of observing, not really being proactive and helping out.
Okay.
And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? And so we ordered the spring rolls. They're terrible. It's fresh ingredients. It's hard to screw up. It was served with a peanut sauce, which it might as well has been called peanut butter or liquid creamy peanut butter. Like, no spice to it. You know, usually there's a little plum sauce or sriracha or, you know, some additional peanuts in there for texture. This was just bland, skippy peanut butter messy. Food comes, presentation is not very good. You know, I ordered these lettuce wraps that had skewered pieces of beef. There's no flavor on the beef, overcooked, and just these massive pieces of lettuce, you know, the long leaf lettuce, but the whole thing.
Okay.
So it's hanging off the plate. Finally, I just gave up, cut it into a salad. And, you know, they didn't say thank you or anything like that when we left. No, nothing like that. Just all around left with a really bad taste in my mouth. So the next night, we went to a place called Kwan's in South Minneapolis. I've talked about Kwan's on the show before.
We've been there.
And we have not been there. The two of us have not been there. Believe me, I would remember. Because I would have been oozing at the mouth and foaming at the mouth.
Oozing and foaming?
Yes.
I think they have creams. I think you have a disease.
Probably. But
no, I just was wondering whether they have the huge noodle bowls.
No.
What am I thinking?
That's Quang.
Oh.
This is
sorry.
That one is spelled Q-U-A-N-G.
What did you say?
Kwan's. K-W-A-N.
All right. Whatever.
I've been there many, many times and used to go there a lot as a kid. And it is the same family that has owned it for all these years. And that woman...
Weirdly enough, they're named the Johnsons.
Exactly.
No idea why.
Dee Dee, Ann, and Billy.
And Ethel.
And yes. The son George is cooking in the back.
Yes.
Ethel? Really? But it's the same family. Like, I recognize this woman from my childhood who's been working there. She's the only waitress. And her husband is the only one cooking in the back. And they are pumping out food as quickly as they can. We're the only people in the restaurant. And she waited on us, like, by hand and foot, all while they had no less than 30 orders for takeout.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
In the 45 minutes we were there. And they were all getting pushed out on time. And I asked, how many people do you have working back there? All right. I asked, how many people do you have working back there? And she's like, just my husband. So one guy pushing out all these orders. It was remarkable. I left her a big fat tip. She was extremely appreciative. But it was just such a stark contrast in the two places, because they were both of similar, you know, cuisine. But both the quality of the food that we got was so superior at Kwan's, and the service was so much better there, that, you know, it was just such a stark contrast and comparison between the two, that it was almost shocking. And it makes me wish that places like Kwan's existed more than places like Rice Paper do. You know, that people working hard, working, you know, 70, 80 hours a week. Not, and the only, you know, pride that they're getting is the food that they're pushing out. So.
Well, the other thing you need to consider.
What's that?
Is that one was in South Minneapolis and the other one was in Edina.
And I understand that, but
for those of you who are outside our metro area, Edina is very much the rich suburb. If you're familiar with the seminal classic Mighty Ducks, the bad kid, Adam Banks.
Yes.
He is from Edina.
He's a cake eater.
He's a cake eater.
Yes.
So, you know, that is... That
I can't believe you remembered Adam Banks.
I worked at a daycare. I have seen Mighty Ducks probably 500 times.
That is scary.
The soul girl player.
There we go.
Hot. Still hot. And look her up, man.
Do you know her name?
I forget the actress's name.
You should know that, but...
And for some reason, I want to say the character's name is Moose, but I know that's not right, because Moose was the chick from You Can't Do That on Television.
It was an M.
Oh.
It was an M.
You might have to look it up.
I'm on it.
But the brunette from the Mighty Ducks movies.
I'm on it.
Hot.
The
she was hot back then.
But even if it was the restaurant wasn't Edina, you expect a decent food, you know.
Okay, how many different places have we been to in Edina? Maybe half a dozen.
Edina Grill, Motsumiya, Pig and Fiddle.
Okay.
That's all in that same area.
Okay. And of all of those.
Tejas.
Same thing. Have we ever had, with the exception of Pig and Fiddle, have we ever had an exceptional dining experience in Edina?
Tejas was good, and so was Motsumiya.
Tejas was good. Motsumiya was all right.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. I thought both of them were very good.
Tejas, granted, that was 4 years ago.
The other places around there, you know, I've been to, and I've had great dining experiences. You know, I've been to the... There's a Barrio right there.
Yeah, he's
and then there's also a Salute right there as well.
All
right,
fine.
These are good restaurants. Rice Paper, that was not... I mean, it's like this weird sore thumb that's trying to be something that they're not. Bringing up the cast of Mighty Ducks Wikipedia page here. And Marguerite Moreau. And it was Connie Moreau.
Connie, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. That's right.
Well
done. And again, she was hot back then, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Wow.
We might make her the picture this week.
That's okay. The
I think she's from here, too.
I'm on it. Riverside, California. No.
Oh, okay, so no.
No, you were terrible with geography.
I said I think. I wasn't sure.
It was on the Wonder Years.
Who wasn't, though?
Yeah. And Third Rock from the Sun.
So, speaking of that, and we'll end on this.
Okay.
We just finished watching Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
On Netflix.
She's on an episode of Mad Men. So,
really?
That's Vicky.
Oh, Vicky, yeah, I remember her.
Episode 3 Sundays.
I don't remember that, but anyway.
Sorry, continue.
You want a show that everybody who's acting now is on, or was on?
Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks.
I've seen a couple episodes.
It's disturbing, actually.
Yeah.
You know, one of my future wives, Lizzie Kaplan.
I would have gone with Linda Cardellini for your future wife.
Linda Cardellini. Jesus.
Hold on, let me bring up the Freaks and Geeks.
No, think about this. You got Linda Cardellini, you got Lizzie Kaplan, you got Rashida Jones.
Oh, I forgot.
You got Busy Phillips, who is kind of neither here nor there, but every once in a while she's super cute. But no, but in the non-attractive woman arena, you've got, you know, Shia LaBeouf was in that.
The beef.
The beef was in that. You know, all of these people that are all doing.
Seth Rogen,
obviously.
James Franco. Jason Segel.
Jason Segel, if you watch him in Freaks and Geeks, that is who, that character grows up and becomes Marshall. Like, it's the same guy.
Let's see.
No, but Linda Cardellini, Linda Cardellini, I would knock over. I would kick.
Friend of the show was on it. Trace Ballou.
He was on several episodes. But no, I would.
Samari Armstrong.
I would take crutches from cripples for a shot at Linda Cardellini. Samari Armstrong, another one, another hottie. She was on toward the end.
David Koechner, Kevin Corrigan, Jason Schwartzman, David Krumholtz.
Yeah, literally everybody was on that show.
Ben Stiller.
Yep.
Wow.
So I would recommend that to anyone around our age.
Yeah, I need to get back into that.
No, it's but no. Linda Cardellini.
I've only seen like a handful of episodes.
Linda Cardellini, good goddamn.
I'm surprised you went with the Lizzie Kaplan route.
What?
I'm surprised you went with Lizzie Kaplan.
I'm a huge Lizzie Kaplan fan.
How many times did you watch that extra in the Avengers, that extra short that she's in the Avengers?
Oh, I didn't know she was in the Avengers.
She's in a short film.
You know, I remember seeing a cameo of her in the movie, but I never saw the short film.
Come on.
No, I now that you say that, I remember it now.
I know something about movies you don't know.
No, I remembered it. I remember it now.
It's so much in the
past. Besides, if I'm going to watch anything over and over and over again, I'm going to watch her bit on True Blood, where she was completely naked. So, there.
Okay, then.
Anyway, we should refocus.
She's also True Calling with, what's her face?
Eliza Dushku is a difficult one.
Watch your language.
It's a difficult one for me because
tread lightly.
She's very physically attractive.
Yeah.
But she's not a good actress, and she doesn't strike me as a very nice person.
Did you see her as a Krav Maga teacher? I did.
But she still, there's something about her that bothers me. I don't know what it is.
Then it's something probably wrong with you.
No, like I said, very physically attractive. Her and the new guy. You ever see the movie The New Guy?
No.
If you're an Eliza Dushku fan, The New Guy is what you need to see because there's an extended bikini tryout montage.
Okay.
With her.
Fair enough.
So.
Item 47 is what we're looking for.
She just doesn't strike me as a good person. And that's important to me.
She's got high standards.
I do. I do have high standards. Anyway, we should refocus here.
Yes.
Obviously, I mean, if you want to get technical, this is the third time we've done Smack Shack.
Yeah.
We're obviously fans. My fish sandwich was outstanding.
And my only
complaint.
It wasn't bigger?
No, I think the portion was a good size. And the baguette was great. That slaw was fantastic. It was nice and crunchy. It brought a little flavor to it. Perfect complement for that fish. The batter was fantastic. For my taste, I would tone down the mustard a little bit.
Okay.
It got a little much.
Yeah.
Especially when you add it to those really seasoned fries. It just kind of came too much.
Right.
So, but other than that, that's my only real complaint with those.
My sandwich was awesome throughout. The lamb was just super tender and not at all stringy or rubbery or anything like that. Moist. I would drink the au jus had it been.
Surprised you didn't.
I'm surprised that I was getting full. So it was just like, I don't know if I can.
Should have brought a thermos.
I don't want to push that limit. Should have brought a thermos. I will plan ahead next time.
Yeah.
But it was just fantastic. They've got a good cocktail list, a great beer list, the oyster shooters. They also have an extensive, huge wine list.
Much bigger than you.
It should
be. It has any right to be.
Exactly. Wines by the glass and wines by the bottle.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Some pretty interesting desserts as well.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go into those, but just all around, I absolutely enjoyed it. So it fits in well with this new Washington Avenue Eat Street type of deal that got going on here. We've got Sapor, which we haven't done, it's right up the street. Black Sheep is across the street.
Yep.
Barlow Grass is down the street, as well as Bewitched is.
Yeah, and Saffron, which is not that far from here either.
Saffron's that way.
But it's not that far.
That's not on the same street.
Oh, okay. If you want to be technical.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying it's a developing area.
I'm granting you the point.
Cuzzies.
Cuzzies, which you've done.
Yep.
Hardly a high, I don't want to say a high, not a high class joint, but hardly a high, you know.
But fits with the area.
It fits with the area.
And absolutely. So does this.
It does, yeah. I mean, this is a little more high buck, a little. I hate to say put together.
But it's not unattainable.
No.
It's not, you know, people, there are all walks of life in here. You know, people are, you can come in jeans and a t-shirt or come after work and be completely comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I think once they get the patio open, it's going to do friggin' amazing.
This place is going to be a zoo in a few weeks.
Yep.
The minute it gets warm out, yep. This place is going to be a freaking zoo, and it's going to be hard to get a table.
Yep.
It's going to be nuts.
And I imagine their bar is really good. Again, we didn't look at it, but it's huge.
Right.
So
it's a massive
easily, system. I would put it on par with a lot of the places downtown, you know, Seven,
yeah.
You know, places like that. It's a huge bar.
And the place that we compared it most to was Stella's. This blows Stella's out of the water, in my opinion.
You think so?
I really do. I've been to Stella's multiple times, and I would come back here in a heartbeat over Stella's. And that.
You know, I think I'd give you that too, just because I think Stella's is much more of a seafood.
Yeah.
Like it's much more. I can't think of a good way to describe it, but this place is much more comfort food based around.
It's comfortable.
Seafood.
It's comfortable. I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
I'm glad that you corrected it, because if you had stuck with comfort. What I thought you said is comfortable.
Yeah.
Like you were trying to combine
to make a new
comfort
word,
and affordable.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, comfortable. No, that's stupid. But it's very comfortable.
Yeah. You can sit here with a bunch of beers, go to town on some oysters, get some lobster, and they do lobster boils. So it's coming with the potatoes and the corn on the cob and the andouille sauce.
Here's what I want. Yeah, they do the lobster boil.
Yeah.
So it's a big freaking pot.
Yeah.
With all sorts of crap.
Yeah.
Lobster mac and cheese boil. Just a friggin'.
Just dump the mac and cheese on the table.
Just a punch bowl of lobster mac and cheese.
No, just dump it. No, I don't want the bowl. Just dump it on the table. We'll go at it with forks.
No,
game on.
No, because it'll spill and then
no,
you
just
get a
mac and
cheese.
We build a little lip. I've already thought about this.
You build
this.
It almost like a pool table?
You just get like a 12-inch ruler in front of each person. And then you just got to eat before it hits the outsides here.
You got to work together.
You got to work together.
Yeah.
It's teamwork.
It's teamwork. I think there's something to this. We're just giving out tons of ideas on the show today. So
ingenuity is what we're about. But yes, two thumbs way up for me.
That's right. All right. Let's wrap this up here. As always, we want to thank our sponsor, HopChart.com, for all your beer cataloging needs, including what we just drank, which I will forget.
Fulton.
Well, I had a Strongbow, which I actually never said. I just realized
right.
We never talked about what we drink. Anyway, we welcome your feedback via the email at wellfed@fancybensgangsters.com. As I mentioned on the Facebook today, we do take requests. So if there's a topic you want to hear us talk about or a restaurant you want us to try, please let us know. We will be happy to jump on that as soon as humanly possible. As a follow-up to that, I'm going to do my damnedest to try to find, if it's available right now, I don't know if it's available right now, but if it's available right now, we're going to try to get some out and do Kickstart so I can give my official, well-seasoned tasting. I'm whatever the soda version of a sommelier is. That's me. A soda sommelier.
That's just as bad as anything I've said.
That is pretty bad. I apologize.
Wow.
Follow us on Twitter. Give us suggestions for what would be a better word for what I just tried to do.
Anything.
Twitter.com/WellFitGuideFPG. Foursquare and Facebook.com/WellFitGuideToLife as well. Huge thanks to Cody again. We need to figure out a time not only to get her on, but to have her judge the beef stew cook-off. Because I think we need to settle this. Because my wife made the beef stew last night.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
Probably terrible. Barely edible.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have the advantage in this where I've had both of the beef stews in question.
Yeah, and you just refute. The only reason why you're picking your wife is because she's your wife. You have to pick her.
And you pick your mother because you have to pick her.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I my mom's...
You want to start the argument that you're not a mama's boy right now? We're over
excellent
an hour
point
into the yes show.
You're a good point.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Anyway,
oh, God.
Thank you guys very much for listening, as always, and we'll see you next week.